Good morning again. This is David Stahl from Beholder in His Glory, and you are listening to Pebbles of Truth on WJCV. Let us continue today our series as we talk about judging ourselves. You know, this is a deep spiritual topic where we must open up our spirit so that the Holy Spirit, the real teacher, can minister His thoughts to us. If not, then your flesh, your soul, will rise up and dismiss the truth and the critical importance therein. The nominal church and the host of denominations around the world rejects the truth of judging yourself. They say, oh no, we all have sinned and we need not to discern spiritual issues revolving around our lives. Well, nothing here to see, but they are wrong. They are dead wrong. This is why the nominal church in America and around the world has lost credibility and the moral high ground. Churches openly and sexually abuse its members. They fleece the people for money and manipulate their folks for control and power. And no one says a word. Why? Well, the masses lack the spiritual ability to know the difference between godly and ungodly, righteous and unrighteous, holy or unholy. They all get in line and follow after idols and religious rituals and customs, unspeakable heresy, all the while thinking that they are serving a holy God. Well, they are not. It is high time men and women who know a holy God stand up and speak the truth in love. You know, Paul tells us in Ephesians 4:15, but speaking the truth in love may grow up into all things, which is the head, even Christ Jesus. Now, Paul is not talking to sinners here. He's talking to Christians of the church at Ephesus. They were religious but lost, immature, no spiritual growth and development, because they were stuck on religion, ritual customs of men, fables and genealogies. And why? They did not have the ability in God to judge themselves. Wow. In 1 Peter 4:17, Peter writes, "For the time is come that judgment," the word judgment there is separation, "must begin at the house of God. And it first begins at us." My friend, we are the house of God, not some building that you go to once or twice a week. Then that verse ends, "Then what shall..." Wow, the end of them that obey not the gospel of God. In other words, where does judgment begin and what are the results? When we are separated from others and become the Lord's in a fuller way, we are brought to development and growth. God expects us to grow into maturity to the extent that we are able to at least judge ourselves. Self-judgment can only be accomplished by those who have maturity enough to be able to see themselves in the perspective from how the Lord sees them. Sin cannot take root in us if we are truly convinced of God's love for us and His forgiveness. You know, most Christians never grow and develop in God because they have never separated themselves into God. But this understanding will also do something else. It will prevent us from desiring to willfully sin. We understand God's desires toward us in a greater way. We hold the mystery of the gospel in a higher esteem. Thus, we have no desire to sin. We just simply do right. Doing right becomes natural to us. It becomes our way of life or righteous living. Then God can elbow out sin out of our lives. We just do right the first time. It becomes natural as breathing. It becomes automatic and normal. And once we come to a place of judgment of something, we judge it, and it is either condemned or it is accepted, whether it is clean or unclean. Again, the critical point is not right or wrong. God tells us what right or wrong is in His Word, so there's no need for us to judge that. Amen? If we judge it to be clean, okay. But if we judge it to be unclean, then we separate ourselves from it and have nothing to do with it. We must judge things to prevent them from following us along our walk with God. We evaluate it. We consider it. We judge it. Now be done with it. You have finished with it and never, ever go back to it again. We must not be continually judging situations, people. Should I go there or should I not go there? Should I see that person or not see that person? No. Evaluate, consider, judge it. Then if need be, separate yourself and be done with it so you do not have to get in trouble with God. You know, we have been set aside for the Master's use. Let me say that again. We have been set aside for the Master's use. All things that are brought to us are to be judged and separated unto the Lord. We are to be sanctified, fit for the Master's use. We are not to have in our temple unclean things. And once we give our heart to Christ, we are to start separating ourselves for the Master's use. God will not use dirty people in heart or in lifestyle. Let me say that again. God will not use dirty people if their heart and their lifestyle is wrong. Most Christians do not do this. They try serving God with unclean hands and unclean hearts. We are to be the habitation of God, and He is a bit fussy about His own temple. He steps back and He lets us handle things and gives us the responsibility to come to judgment. We have to grow up and come to self-judgment. Who is going to watch over us? Is the pastor going to do it? Is your brother and sister going to do it? No, God has given the responsibility to us for these things. God has made us responsible. It is our duty, it is our reasonable service, as Paul said. It is our responsibility to judge areas in our life, and it is our choice. This is why many Christians have no walk with God or unfulfilled in their walk with God. They have areas in their life that they know must be dealt with, but they choose not to judge them. We are to be the watchmen of our soul before God. And before we can be that watchman over others, we must be first watchmen over our soul. We need to watch out, my brother. We must first judge ourselves. Paul tells us, if sets the condition for receiving, if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. 1 Corinthians 11:31. You know, God does not know Christians who do not know the difference between clean and unclean, or righteous or unrighteous, or holy or unholy. In Matthew 7:22, we see a wonderful story here where Jesus is talking with some disciples who think all they have to do to enter heaven is do some spiritual works. Jesus says here, many will say to me in that day, and that's on Judgment Day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have we cast out demons, and in thy name done many wonderful works. That was verse 22. Does that sound familiar? That's what I hear in the churches today. Verse 23, though, you know, is a little different there. And then Jesus says, I will profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Did you get that? These Christians did all of these mighty spiritual exploits. They cast out demons. They prophesied, and they did mighty, wonderful works. All of the things that we think are important and what God is looking for in us to do, but not so fast. These were not done to please Jesus. Well, why not? Because these Christians did these things, these mighty works in iniquity. And now the word iniquity here has nothing to do with being evil or even bad, but means lawlessness or outside the framework or the law of what Jesus was looking for, these mighty works that, you know, to be done. Yes, these mighty works were done by these Christians, but because of a lack of relationship between Jesus and the Christians, they were done outside the law or the framework the way Jesus wanted them to be done. So why did the Christians not know what Jesus was looking for? That is right, lack of relationship. And why no relationship between Jesus and the Christians? Their temple was dirty. They had things in their lives that needed judged and then separated. So because of lack of judgment, which you know leads to lack of relationship, the Christians will not be allowed to enter heaven and will have to depart from God forever. Now, that sounds like to me that these Christians went off to hell. I don't know. The Scriptures does not say that. I don't know, and I'm not going to judge that. But it is better for us to take care of areas in our lives that we need banished now than to wait for God to have to come and get rid of them. Remember what Paul said? If ye judge yourself, we shall not be judged. God is counting on us. He wants us to judge ourselves so He won't have to judge us. And that is our choice. We know areas in our life that need to be banished, that need to be dealt with, that we need to separate ourselves from. But if we don't do that, then it will be our responsibility. It will be our fault. And we need to judge ourselves so that we can separate ourselves from these ungodly things that we know that are in our life. Amen. This is David Stahl from Beholding His Glory. Just hoping that you have a wonderful day, and today that the Word of God pricked your heart and moved you further along down that wonderful walk with the Lord. Until next week, God bless you, and we will talk to you later. Amen.